To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Students walked out of class Thursday at several Denver area high schools to support abortion rights. At Green Mountain High in Lakewood, first-year student August Caudill organized the march and hopes the walkout amplifies student voices.
I just think it's really important that we give access to these kinds of things because restricting it will cause more deaths than it stops.
A leaked opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court shows a majority of justices would approve overturning Roe v. Wade. Last month, Colorado passed a state law securing the legal right to abortion. There are pictures from yesterday's student actions at CPR.org. The state's Republican leaders are complaining that a newly passed bill with penalties for the distribution and use of fentanyl is not tough enough. The bill lowers the threshold for felony possession. Charges to 1 gram, but House Minority Leader Hugh McKean says that falls short.
After we heard from law enforcement and prosecutors saying we need tools to be able to get this deadly drug off our streets, we passed a bill that didn't have a lot of those tools in it.
McKean said Republican lawmakers will try to pass something that goes further on fentanyl next year. Governor Polis has called this year's bill a big step forward. Denver is temporarily pausing applications for its new e-bike rebates. The city has received more than 3,200 applications since the program began last month. 130 rebates have been redeemed so far. The program's administrators say they need time to catch up with demand. Most of the discounts are worth $400, but some residents can get $1,200 rebates based on their income. That makes Denver's e-bike incentive program one of the most generous in the country. Shareholders with Spirit Airlines plan to vote on a buyout pitch from Denver-based Frontier Airlines next month. Frontier's nearly $3 billion offer isn't the only one on the table. JetBlue has made a bigger offer, but Spirit's board has had questions about whether antitrust regulators would approve a JetBlue buyout. Both companies say acquiring Spirit would help them compete with larger airlines. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.